High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, and Din's Country Meat.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another evening of high school basketball on KTNC. My name is Cody Schwong, bringing you some action tonight from Peru State College at the Al Wheeler Activity Center here tonight. Tonight, we have the Fall City Tigers taking on the Weeping Water Indians. We have a boy-girl doubleheader here this evening. We'll start with the girls, and the boys will follow up after that. The Fall City Tiger girls come in at 11-6 on the season, and the Weeping Water Indians come in at 7-10. We are about 2 minutes from game time, so what we're going to do now is go ahead and send it back to the studio for 2 minutes, come back, look at the starters, and then take another 2 minutes for the national anthem, come back with first tip. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Fall City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracks. Track 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Track 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
Din's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Din's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Din's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Din's Country Meats in Table Rock.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, welcome back to Peru State College as we're getting ready for high school basketball. First with this girls' action, and they're about ready to do the national anthem. So what we're going to do now is send it back to the studio for another 2 minutes during the national anthem. Come back, then we'll take a look at the starting lineups and be ready for basketball. Again, after 2 minutes here on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The starting five tonight for Weeping Water and Coach Ashley Shogren. She will start Callison Miller, a 5'10 freshman, Carly Ridge, a senior at 5'9, Ella Cave, a sophomore at 5'9, Kiera Brack, a senior at 5'6, and Brooklyn Rathy will round out the starting five for the 7-10 Indians tonight. She is 5'7 and a senior. Now for the home team on the scoreboard here this evening, the Tigers dressed in their white uniforms with the orange numbers. They're 11-6 coming in on the evening. Andy Armbruster, the head coach this year. Maddie Jones will start. She's a junior. Ava Armbruster, a sophomore, will get the start. McKinley Scholl, also a sophomore. Reese McNeely, a junior. And Chase Nolte, the senior, starting tonight for Coach Andy Armbruster. One quick note. Just like Tuesday night for the Tigers, Ashley Kirkendall is not playing tonight with that ankle injury, and that is a starter for the Tigers. So Chase Nolte gets the start tonight for Coach Andy Armbruster, and that is the starting five for the Tigers, and we're just about set for first half action here on KTNC. Over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, John Nixon has the call at Sicker Heart at the Rowe Activity Center. Sicker Heart taking on Johnson Brock there this evening. Again, that is on Sunny 101.3. You're listening to high school basketball on KTNC, 107.1 FM, 1230 AM. This is Scholl and Ridge, Carly Ridge, in the center for the opening tip, and it's Weeping Water Basketball to start the basketball game. This is Brack with it. Kiera Brack has it on the right side. Around it goes. Ends up in the hands of Ella Cave. Ella Cave finds Callison Miller underneath the basket, up off the glass, and got it to go. That was Callison Miller there for two. Now here come the Tigers the other way. 2-0 quickly for Weeping Water. Weeping Water coming out in a 1-3-1 zone. Here's a cross-court pass that ends up in the hands of Maddie Jones in the left corner. Back out top to McKinley Scholl. Around it goes Ava Armbruster, now looking to go inside to Chase Nolte. A whistle and a pushing foul is going to be called underneath there on Weeping Water. Let's see who they tag that one on. They're going to call that one on Brooklyn Rathy. On Rathy, that's her first personal foul. Team's first. Basketball will retain with the Tigers here. Ball is inbounded. Trying to go into Jones with it. Tipped out of bounds. Over there was Carly Ridge. So it'll stay with the Tigers here. 7:18 to go. First quarter. 2-0. Weeping Water out in front early. Tigers looking to answer here on their first possession of the ball game. Had the ball tipped out of bounds a couple times after a foul. Now here come the Tigers once again. This is Jones with it, back in the left corner, looking to dribble drive, uses her spin move, puts a shot up off the glass that won't roll down. Rebound comes down to Callison Miller. Miller goes ahead. Now she'll go off to the right side. This is Kiera Brack with it now. She'll hold it there on the right wing, looking to get it inside. That was Rathy under there. Now it ends up in the hands on the left side. This is Callison Miller on the dribble drive. Shot up off the glass, won't go down this time. Rebound cleared out of there by Chase Nolte. Nolte. Outlet pass to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster ahead to Scholl. McKinley Scholl there with it on the right corner. Looking to go inside to Chase Nolte. Does so. Shot up off the glass. Won't go down. But there's Maddie Jones with the offensive rebound. Up off the glass and good. So we have a tie ball game at two. Maddie Jones with the offensive rebound and the putback for the Tigers. Weeping Water pushing it ahead in a hurry. This is Brack with it on the left side. Now she picks up her dribble. That was Jones over there with the defense. Now the ball is swung around. Ends up in the hands of Ella Cave. Cave picks up her dribble on the right wing. Top of the key, it goes Carly Ridge. Ridge off to the left side now. This is a driving baseline shot up and good by Kiera Brack. And Brack gets her first two points of the ball game and two good possessions there for Weeping Water. Now here's almost a steal. Ava Armbruster gets it back, drives through the lane, dishes off to Maddie Jones. Jones can't get the shot to go down. Rebound comes down to Weeping Water's Rathy. Brooklyn Rathy gets the rebound, and a whistle and a reaching foul is going to be called on the Tigers. That foul there on Ava Armbruster, she was trying to get that ball back, but it'll go back to Weeping Water here. One team foul on each team now. Here comes Weeping Water. Falls City in that man-to-man defense. Now here's a dribble drive to the basket that won't go down. She tries to put up the shot with Carly Ridge. Ridge misses it. Now an off defensive rebound by Ava Armbrust, who dribbles it fast the other way into the paint. Cross-court pass to Scholl. Scholl tries to get it to Jones, and it's deflected out of there. Ends up going off the hands of Maddie Jones. Turnover to Weeping Water. 2-4. Fall City trailing here early in the first quarter. We got 5:28 left on the first period. Weeping Water with the basketball on the left side with it. This is Carly Ridge. Ridge hands it off to Brack. Brack will go back to Ridge on the left side. Now looking to use her dribble to the top of the key against Reese McNeely there. McNeely, good defense. Now this is Ella Cave with the basketball. Hands it off to Rathy. Now they're just playing catch with it out here in the front court. Down to 5 minutes to play here first quarter. This is Brack with the basketball for Weeping Water. Top of the key, it goes Ridge. Now looking to get it underneath to Callison Miller. It's knocked away, stolen away by McKinley Scholl. McKinley Scholl ahead to Reese McNeely. McNeely shot up, won't go down off back glass. Offensive rebound right there for McKinley Scholl, who puts up the shot and go down. McKinley Scholl, offensive rebound and a putback, and we're tied at 4. 4:38 left to go first period. Again, this is called from Peru State College here tonight. Cool setting, sitting right here next to the scorer's table and the benches. Kind of a cool place to sit, but I told someone as I walked in, it's kind of a danger zone out here. This is Weeping Water coming back the other way with it. This is Brack with the basketball. Now goes off to Carly Ridge on the right side. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Ava Armbruster, and they're going to say last touched by Carly Ridge there. Sub into the ball game. First sub in the ball game for the Tigers comes Elise Poppy. She will replace Reese McNeely. So it'll be Tiger basketball. Coach Andy Armbruster brings in Elise Poppy, and Reese McNeely will catch a break here. McKinley Scholl will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Big Bobcat in the middle of the floor. Now Ava Armbruster, cross-court pass to Poppy. Poppy puts up the short corner jump shot that goes down. Good shot there by Elise Poppy. And it's 6-4. The Tigers with their first lead of the ball game with halfway through this first quarter. Again, my name is Cody Schwong, bringing you action here this evening from Peru State College. First game of our doubleheader here tonight. Here's a pass that's stolen away. Good job there by Ava Armbruster. Armbruster bringing it back across the timeline the other way. Flips it to Scholl. Now finds Armbruster at the free throw line. Jump shot. Nailed it. Ava Armbruster with her first 2 points in the ball game. It's 8-4. And we have a timeout on the court. 8-4. Tigers in front here. 3:39 left to go. First period. Back in 30 seconds. You're enjoying high school basketball on KTNC.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at the Al Wheeler Activity Center, my name is Cody Schwong, bringing you basketball here this evening. Don't forget to stay tuned after the girls' game here, as we're just underway in the girls' game, but don't forget we do have a boys' game here this evening. If you're looking for Sick or Hearth, they're over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon having the call there from the Roe Activity Center there in Fall City as they take on Johnson Brock. Should be a great game there. Both of these teams actually... You know, Sick or Hearth, Johnson Brock, all these teams are getting ready for the big conference tournaments next week. We'll have some radio coverage for you. We just don't know how that'll shake out yet. But make sure you're paying attention to Facebook, and Randy Gatula does a great job of posting what we got going on, making sure we get you the most out of high school basketball here. As the ball is inbounded, there is an over and back call. That was Callison Miller trying to get the ball across the timeline. I think the back heel of her left foot touched the middle stripe line, and that's a turnover to the Tigers. Now here's a pass that's almost stolen away by Carly Ridge. So Carly Ridge tries to get the steal away from Ava Armbruster. Goes out of bounds there, and it'll stay with the Tigers. Now in the ball game for the Tigers comes back in Reese McNeely, giving Chase Nolte a break here. Again, shorthanded are the Tigers, as Ashley Kirkendall is missing a little bit of time with an ankle injury. I talked to Coach Andy Armbruster before the game. He said just wanting to get some rest out of that ankle. Here's a right elbow jump shot by Ava Armbruster that won't go down. Ball is out of bounds. But as I was saying, wants to give that ankle of Kirkendall a little bit of time to get all healed up. A lot of ball games left to play here in this season, so no reason to risk hurting it even further. Weeping Water basketball. This is Allison Miller with the basketball for Weaving Water, looking to get it into Ella Cave. Ella Cave dishes it off to the right short corner. Now here's an outside three-point shot off the right wing by Brack that won't go down. Rebound tipped around, ends up in the hands of Weaving Water. And there was a pass trying to get it underneath to Carly Ridge. It was stolen away. Good defense there by Reese McNeely. Puts her hands up, grabbed that basketball. Here comes Ava Armbruster back the other way. Off the Poppy on the right side. Cross-court pass. It comes back to Armbruster on the left side. Ooh, finds Jones underneath the basket on the left side. Puts it up and good. Nice ball movement. That's one thing I can say right now. These Tigers are playing with great ball movement, and that's what's given them this 10-4 lead here early in the first quarter. I guess we have 2:22 left to play. Good defense and good ball movement by the Tigers have played so far well in their hands. Weeping Water with the basketball. This is Carly Ridge with the basketball. She'll hand it off to Brack. Back to Ridge. Back underneath to Brack. Wide open. Oh, can't get it to go down. Offensive rebound right there for it with Callison Miller. And Miller puts it up and down. Offensive rebound up. Puts the shot down. And it's 10-6. Miller now with 4 points in the ball game. Couple short shots there for Miller, and all good there for 10-4, 10-6 now as Miller's shot goes down. Here comes the Tigers the other way. Out top it is. Ava Armbruster with the basketball. Cross court pass to Scholl. Thinks about the three. Now takes the three. Off back iron. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Callison Miller. Callison Miller hands it off to Carly Ridge. Back out top to Brack. Brack gets tied up with it there. McKinley Scholl, jump ball. I think the possession arrow is going to stay. It will go to the Tigers. So good defense there by McKinley Scholl. Sub into the ball game for Weeping Water. This is Natania French checking into the ball game now. First substitution in for Weeping Water. She will come in for. Did not see who exited. Now here's a lob pass inside to Chase Nolte. Nolte tries to get the shot to go down. Won't go down. Offensive rebound, Reese McNeely. McNeely can't get it to go down. Rebound right there for it with Callison Miller. And Reese McNeely pops it out of bounds. But it will retain with Weeping Water. We're about a minute to play here. First quarter, 10-6. Tigers in front. Weeping Water basketball. This is Carly Ridge with the basketball on the right side. Working against McKinley Scholl. Hands it off to Brack. Brack will dribble to the free throw line. Now out top it goes. This is French with it. Inside pass it goes. Oh, good pass. Wrap around bounce pass underneath to Brack. Here Brack with her second basket of the ball game. That was a great pass there from Callison Miller to Kira Brack underneath the basket. And it's 10-8 now. A little 4-0 run for Weeping Water here. Drew within two. Inside pass it comes Nolte for the Tigers. Cross court pass to Scholl. Whistle and a Scholl was trying to make her move. He got Ella Cave up in the air and made a move to the basket. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Cave. On Cave, that is going to be her first personal foul. Team second now. As Isabel Armbruster checks into the ball game for the Tigers, replacing Ava Armbruster. Here's an inbound pass to Scholl. Is trying to get it back underneath to Reese McNeely. He's knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Reese McNeely. So it'll go back to Weeping Water with 32.3 seconds left to go here, first period. Looking to tie or take the lead back since they had the lead 2-0 there in the first quarter early. Now here's trying to get the ball back with Scholl. Scholl almost loses it. Now does lose it. Ends up in the hands of Ridge. Ridge drive, dribble drive, kicks it to the right corner to Brack. Brack is jump stops, but a whistle and a traveling call is going to be called on Brack there, trying to make her move to the free throw line. Checking into the ball game now is Alexis Mogensen. Mogensen will replace Callison Miller. It'll be Tiger basketball here with 15.8 seconds left to go, first period. This is Isabella Armbruster with the basketball for the Tigers. Right side it goes, Elise Poppy. Top of the key it comes, McKinley Scholl. Clock shows 6 seconds. This is Reese McKinley with the basketball. Tries to find it, cutting Nolte. A whistle and a traveling violation is going to be called on Nolte there. I think she got bumped into, made her kind of lose her balance there, and it's going to be a turnover by the Tigers. It's going to go to Weeping Water. 2.4 seconds left to go. Inbounding is Weeping Water. Down court pass, it ends up in the hands of Mogensen. Mogensen to Brack. Three-pointer from the right wing that won't go down. So that'll be the score here in the first quarter. 10-8. Tigers in front here in the first quarter, headed to the second quarter. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College. El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Peru State College at the Al Wheeler Activity Center, my name is Cody Shawong, bringing you basketball here tonight. Falls City and Weeping Water meeting at Peru State College. The Tigers, the home team on the scoreboard in the white uniforms, Weeping Water in their red uniforms, again at the Al Wheeler Activity Center here in Peru this evening. Weeping Water with the basketball to start the second quarter. Pass goes inside. This is Callison Miller with the basketball, looking to make a move in there, and a jump ball whistle is going to be the call, and it's going to go to the Tigers. Possession arrow to the Tigers, so the Tigers will have it. Just underway here in the second quarter. Pretty decent crowd here on hand this evening. If you're enjoying some high school basketball here on KTNC, make sure you tell your friends. You can hear it on KTNC 1230 or 107.1 FM. Maddie Jones with the basketball, dribble drives to the right block, loses it. Tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by Carly Ridge for the Indians. And she gets the ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers, but good defense not letting Jones get the shot off there. Here's an inbound pass. This is Reese McNeely inbounding it on the right side of her own basket. Looks to lob it into Chase Nolte. Ends up in the hands of Scholl at the top. Ava Armbruster with a dribble drive to the free throw line. Looks to make her move, and a whistle and a traveling is going to be the call. And she took a few two steps there, trying to make her move to the basket. Weeping Water basketball. This is Callison Miller with the basketball for Weeping Water. She'll bring it across the timeline, right at the center circle. Ava Armbruster on her. Now she goes to the right side with it. This is Kiera Brack and Miller with the two baskets each for their 8 points in the first quarter. Let's see if they can get something going here. Now another whistle and a traveling is going to be called once again. Weeping Water. So a few travels to start this ball game for both teams. Again, on Sunny 101.3 tonight, if you're looking for Sacred Heart, that's where they're at. John Nixon with the call. Live from Falls City at the Rowe Activity Center. Again, that's Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock. We have the Tigers and the Indians tonight. Weeping Water on the road a little further than Falls City. Maddie Jones with the move underneath the basket. Ball goes out of bounds. Whistle, and it's going to be touched last by Chase Nolte as she was trying to hustle down that offensive rebound. It'll be a turnover to Weeping Water. You can also hear us live on mscsports.net. Just click on the Listen Live button in the top right corner and then click on KTNC, and you can hear us from anywhere worldwide. I stole that from Randy Gatula. He says that a lot. Now here's a dribble drive by Weeping Water's Carly Ridge. It's up off the glass. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Scholl. Scholl gets it off the Armbruster. Armbruster across the timeline. Left-handed dribble. Takes it all the way to the left wing. Now back out top it goes. Jones thinks about the three. Now uses her dribble to the left block. Tries to put a shot up. Won't go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Weeping Water, sending Jones to the free throw line for the first time this evening. Foul is going to be called on Carly Ridge. On Ridge, that's her first personal foul. And Jones has a couple points, 4 points in the ball game. First free throw opportunity for her. Shots up, off back iron, won't go down. She'll have another opportunity here. Checking into the ball game for the Tigers comes Elise Poppy. She will replace Reese McNeely. Poppy for McNeely. Maddie Jones is free throw line. No points scored yet here. A minute 30 played second quarter. Still 10-8 to score. The Tigers are in front. Maddie Jones takes aim, fires, rolls around, and gets that one to go down. She's 1-for-2 now, and she has 5 points on the evening. Weeping Water back with the basketball, looking at a 3-point deficit. This is Ridge with it, bringing it across the timeline on the right side. Now dishes out to Brack. Brack dribbles. Kicked out for a three-pointer by Ella Cave that won't go down. Rebound's tipped around. A whistle and a foul on the rebound is going to be called on Kiera Brack. On Brack, that's her first personal foul. Now team four, so four team fouls on the Indians here and one for the Tigers. 11-8 still the score. It'll be Tiger basketball. This is Ava Armbruster. Armbruster, the sophomore, with the basketball. She'll use her dribble, looks to use it. Screen from Nolte, opts out, dribbles baseline, cross-court pass to Scholl. Great pass, puts the shot up, won't go down. Rebound tipped around, now tipped around more on the floor. It goes up to the top of the key. Brack has the basketball and a whistle, and a timeout's going to be called by Ashley Shrogren there. So 11-8 to score. Tigers in front by three. 5:54 left to go. Second quarter back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potvin superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Cody Schwong back with you at the Al Wheeler Activity Center, kind of a tongue twister, at Peru State College on the campus of Peru State here this evening. We're having basketball. Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer this evening, always doing a great job. Now here's a steal by Ava Armbruster on the inbound pass. Armbruster will look to push it ahead quickly on the right side, all the way to the basket, put the shot up off the glass, won't go down, but an offensive rebound by Nolte. Nolte puts it up, offensive rebound once again by Jones. Nolte couldn't get it to go down. Jones there for the offensive rebound. Can't get that one to go down either. And it's Weeping Water back ahead the other way from my left to right. This is Brack with the basketball for the Indians. She'll have it on the right wing. Going against Reese McNeely now for defense, and a double dribble there as Brack was trying to get around McNeely. A whistle and double dribbling is the call. Checking back in for the Weeping Water Indians, Alexis Mogensen. Mogensen checking back in. She will replace, I believe she replaced Callison Miller. Miller will take a seat, get a rest. And also into the ball game, once again, comes Elise Poppy for the Tigers, replacing Chase Nolte. Here's Reese McNeely with the basketball, looking to go to Jones on the left side with it. Tipped away out of there by Carly Ridge. Ridge gets the steal. Ahead it goes Ella Cave. Cave down in the right corner now with the basketball is Mogensen. Mogensen looking to go inside the Cave. Ball is tipped away. Good defense there by Maddie Jones. Maddie Jones credit her with the steal. Now ahead we come. Ava Armbruster quickly finds Poppy on the left wing for three. Off, won't go down. Right side on the rim, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Carly Ridge. Ridge ahead to Cave. Cave dribbles the dribble all the way to the basket. Puts the shot up. Goes down. But they're going to say a whistle and a foul on the floor before the shot. Foul is going to be called on the Tigers. That is on Ava Armbruster. Her second personal foul now. Team second. Sub into the game for Weeping Water. For the first time comes Emily Ridge. Emily Ridge, a 5'10 sophomore, checking into the ball game for the first time. She puts a shot up off the glass and gets it to go down. Emily Ridge checks into the ball game and gets a quick basket. That's how you want to do it if you're a Weeping Water Indian fan. Coach Andy Armbruster, not entirely happy with that one. We'll take a timeout. And it's 11-10. Tigers still in front by one here. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to high school basketball on KTNC.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Peru State College at the Al Wheeler Activity Center, my name is Cody Schwong, bringing you high school basketball here this evening, the Falls City Tigers and the Weeping Water Indians. I wanted to remind everyone that the Weeping Water Indians are the defending D1 state champs. Last year in 2021, they won a state championship up at Pinnacle Bank Arena. That was a pretty cool sight to see. Watch that one on TV. So credit to Ashley Shogren and the Weeping Water Indians as they got a D1 state championship in 2021. So we're back in action. This is McKinley Scholl with the basketball now for the Tigers. She'll use her dribble out at the volleyball spike line between the circles. She'll go to the right side on the right wing with it to Maddie Jones. Jones uses her dribble to the right elbow. Dribble drive to the left block. Won't go down. Rebound tipped around, ends up in the hands of Carly Ridge. Ridge will bring it across the timeline herself for the Indians. Now uses her dribble to the right block. Ooh, nice step-through move. Up and good. And nice move there by Carly Ridge. And Weeping Water takes the lead once again at 12-11 as we reach the half point in the second quarter. Reese McNeely back the other way. Puts his jump shot off from the right corner. Won't go down. Poppy on the dribble drive to the paint on the rebound. Won't go down. Offensive rebound by McNeely. Ball is tipped out of bounds as Reese was trying to get it out to Maddie Jones. Ball is tipped out of bounds. That was Mogensen over there on good defense by Weeping Water. It'll stay with the Tigers as they trail by one now. 3:45 on the clock. This is McNeely inbounding it to Scholl. Scholl looks to use her dribble now. Top of the key it is. Right side it ends up in the hands of McNeely. Reese McNeely off the Poppy. Dribble drive. The right block. Shot won't go down off the back glass. Rebound is tipped around and a jump ball is going to be called as Scholl and Ella Cave were under there battling for that rebound. And possession arrow is going to stay with the Indians here. 3:32 to play. 11-12. Fall City trailing by 1 point now. Weeping Water back the other way. This is Ella Cave with the basketball. Now off to the left side it goes. Mogensen. Now she'll pick up her dribble. Had an open Emily Ridge under there. Opted not to go there. Now here's Carly Ridge with the basketball. Spin move at the right block. Shot up off glass. Won't go down. Rebound ends up in the hands of the Tigers. Four. That was Reese McNeely under there getting the defensive rebound for the Tigers. Ahead she goes quickly. This is Ava Armbruster. Ava Armbruster now tumbling now a little bit. Might have got bumped. A Scholl tries to get it in to Nolte. It was only about 2 feet away. Scholl probably wants that one back a little bit. Ends up in the hands of Ella Kay for Weeping Water. Here's a three-pointer on the right wing by... That was Alexis Mogensen knocking down the triple. And it's to a four-point lead now for Weeping Water. 15-11. Nice shot there by Alexis Mogensen, the junior, knocking down the triple from the right wing. Off the nice pass from Cave. Here's Ava Armbruster back the other way with it. Dishes it off to the left side to Scholl. Scholl puts up a jump shot in the lane. Won't go down. Offensive rebound right there for it was Nolte. Nolte bumped a little bit on the rebound, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Weeping Water. They're going to tag that foul there on Alexis Mogensen. Mogensen's going to pick up her first personal foul. Now the team's fifth, so a few couple more fouls here before we reach a 1-1 as the clock shows 2:27 here. Inbound pass to Nolte. Tipped away, ends up in the hands of Armbruster, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called as Armbruster was trying to dribble through traffic there. That was Kira Brack. Brack picks up the foul, as that's the team's sixth foul. Just burned 3 seconds off the clock. The Tigers having a little bit of trouble trying to get the ball in bounds from underneath their own basket. Now they do. They get it to Nolte. Now here's Scholl with a wide open look from the right elbow that won't go down. Good defensive rebound there by Carly Ridge for Weeping Water. This is Ella Cave now with the basketball. She goes ahead quickly on the right side. Looks to get it to Brack underneath the basket in the right corner. And it's going to go out of bounds as Brack couldn't just quite get the handle on that one. And it's going to be back turned over to the Tigers. Checking into the ball game is Isabella Armbruster. Armbruster will replace McKinley Scholl. Scholl will get a breather here. And into the ball game for Weeping Water comes Callison Miller back into the ball game. So Miller, the point guard, back out there. Here's Armbruster. Armbruster dribbles to the left short corner. Back out top it comes Reese McNeely. Top of the key, Isabella Armbruster now. Working it around. This is Poppy with it. Uses her left-handed dribble. Shot up off glass. Won't go down from the left elbow. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Nolte as she was trying to chase down that rebound. Nolte whistled for the foul for her first personal foul of the ball game. Team's third now. And it's 15-11 still. Weeping Water in front by four. Clock shows a minute 40 to play here, second quarter. Almost halftime here. Pass inside it goes. That's Mogensen back outside to Carly Ridge. Ridge back out to Mogensen, who moved out to the right wing now. Top of the key it comes. This is Emily Ridge with the basketball. Now they're looking to burn a little bit of clock. Are the Indians? Here's Mogensen with the basketball. Cross-court pass it goes. Emily Ridge. This is Callison Miller now looking to lob it inside. Stolen away by Nolte. They were trying to get it underneath there to Emily Ridge. That was kind of the game plan for Weeping Water, and it's stolen away there by Nolte. Good defense by the senior. Here's Reese McNeely on the dribble drive to the paint. Puts up a shot off. Short iron won't go down. Rebound comes down to Weeping Water's Callison Miller. Miller, the freshman at 5'10", bringing it across the timeline for Gabe. Nice pass to Mogensen for three. Won't go down from the left corner. Rebound is tipped around, just up in the hands of Callison Miller under there, battling for the basketball. Ball is tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Weeping Water with 46.2 seconds left to go here, second quarter. Quick sub into the ball game. This is Hannah Coyer checking into the ball game, as well as McKinley Scholl and Maddie Jones. All three subs coming into the ball game for the Tigers. Scholl comes back to the scorer's table. Must not have got that number checked in. Scholl now into the ball game. Weeping Water basketball on the right side of their own basket. Lobbing it in is Callison Miller. She gets it back in the right corner out of a pass from Mogensen. Uses her dribble, now picks it up. Shoal on her. Reese McNeely on the cross-court steal. Jones ends up with the basketball. Jones with an open look to the glass, up off the glass, and got it to go down. Jones with 7 points in the ball game, 3 in this quarter, 4 in the first, and they drew it within 2. It's 13-15, 24 seconds left to go, second quarter. Here's Cave with the basketball. She'll hand it off to, that was Emily Ridge. Now it goes across around the corner. It goes to Callison Miller. Miller on the left wing with it now. Top of the key, it comes Carly Ridge. Ridge off to Ella Cave. Down to 8 seconds. Cave to Emily Ridge. Ridge will drive the basketball to the rough block, up and good. Emily Ridge now 4 points in the ball game, and it's back to a 4-point lead, and that's the buzzer. 17-13, Weeping Water in front here at halftime of this girls' game. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and look at first half stats. You're enjoying Fall City Tiger basketball on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by a community medical center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Stripe. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Stripe and his staff were, and also community medical center in Fall City.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dense Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Dense Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dense Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime of the girls' game here at Al Wheeler Activity Center. I'm going to come back from a break, and I'm going to know how to say that by the time I'm done here this evening. We're on the college at the campus of Peru State College here this evening. It is Weeping Water 17, the Lady Tigers 13, trailing by 4 at half. The scoring looks a little like this. For the Tigers, they are led by Maddie Jones. She had 7, and it was 2 each for Elise Poppy, Ava Arnbrusher, and McKinley Scholl for their total of 13. For Weeping Water, they had kind of a variety of scoring. Callison Miller had 4, as well as Emily Ridge and Brack. They all had 4. And Alexis Mogensen knocked down a 3-pointer from the right wing for her 3 points, and Carly Ridge added 2 for their total of 17. 17-13 our score. We'll do what we're going to do now is send it back to the studio and check out the weather, and we'll be back for second half action. You're listening to Fall City Basketball on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today, with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Cloudy tonight, couple of snow showers and flurries with a low temperature of 15. Friday looks sunny with a high temperature of 35 degrees and north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear Friday night with a low temperature of 20. Saturday, plenty of sunshine and quite a bit warmer with a high temperature of 55 degrees and winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, clear with a low temperature of 23. Sunday, sunshine, not quite as warm, with a high temperature of 48 and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Monday, plenty of sunshine, warming up again with a high temperature around 58. Tuesday, cloudy with a chance of rain developing, a high temperature around 46 degrees. Wednesday, some colder air begins to move in, cloudy skies with a chance of snow at a high temperature of 24. Thursday, partly cloudy with high temperatures around 30 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 38.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Peru State College on the campus of Peru State here this evening. We're bringing you live high school basketball. It's the Falls City Tigers and the Weeping Water Indians. If you're just joining us, it's halftime of the girls' game. Weeping Water in front, 17-13 over the Tigers. Again, my name is Cody Schwong, Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer here this evening. If you're looking for Sacred Heart Basketball, they're over on Sunny 101.3 with John Nixon. John Nixon on the call in Falls City at the Roe Activity Center. It is Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock. So Johnson Brock on the road tonight, taking on Sacred Heart. I believe that is also a girl-boy doubleheader. I'm thinking the girls' game tipped off right around 6 o'clock. So if you're looking for that one, I'm sure it's on over there on Sunny 101.3. I haven't heard anything from them. Usually we text some halftime stats back and forth, And if we hear of a notification, we'll sure let you know. I did have one notification on my phone as we had halftime there. It was the Nebraska men's team just falling short of number 11 Wisconsin at home tonight at PBA. It was Nebraska 65 and Wisconsin 73. Wisconsin, the number 11 team in the nation, on the road at Nebraska, and came out on top by 873-65. Again, next week, you're looking for more basketball. I'm sure we're going to have some for you. The Pioneer Conference Tournament will be held next week, so we'll have some games for you, I'm sure, on one of the stations. Again, make sure you're looking for Randy Gatula's Facebook post. Ask a friend. Everyone's on Facebook now, so if you don't have Facebook, I'm sure we can figure it out for you. We'll have Pioneer Conference Tournament for the Sicker Heart teams. I believe Johnson Brock is in that conference as well. In the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament, it'll be Auburn and Fall City, so a couple other local teams in that tournament, and I'm sure we'll have some of that coverage for you either on this station here on KTNC 107.1 FM, 1230 AM, or on Sunny 101.3 on the FM side, or do both best of both worlds and look at MSCSports.net. Click the Listen Live button in the top right corner, and you'll see KTNC or KLDA, and you can listen to all the basketball coverage that we have for you. We're starting the second half now here at Peru State College. It'll be the Tigers basketball. The Lady Tigers, again, trailing by 4, 17-13. Starting this third quarter, this is Ava Armbruster now. 2 fouls in the first half. McKinley Scholl on the dribble drive, right block, shot up, will go down off back iron. Rebound ends up in the hands of Ella Cave for Weeping Water. Weeping Water will bring it across the timeline. This is out. Callison Miller with the basketball. She gets it right back out to Carly Ridge. Carly Ridge backing her way down through traffic. Jones in there, puts a stop to that, knocks the ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with Weeping Water there, but great defense by Maddie Jones, the junior there with the great defense. 17-13, Weeping Water still in front here. Just starting the third quarter, Weeping Water basketball. They tried to recruit a little help during halftime. Tom Bartek was walking around. I know he does some football, but he said he was good tonight. Maybe he has a little bit of a froggy throat or something. I'll try to talk him into it in the boys' game. Weeping Water with the basketball now. This is Brack with the basketball for the Indians. Around it comes to Ella Cave on the left side. Cave looks to make her move now, looking to get it inside to Carly Ridge. Back outside, it ends up in the hands of Raffy. Raffy, Brooklyn Raffy, with the basketball. Back out top, it goes Carly Ridge. Ridge uses a spin move to the paint, up off the glass, won't go down. Rebound is tipped around and is going to go off of Weeping Water is going to be the call, as Carly Ridge was right there trying to get that offensive rebound for the Weeping Water Indians, and they're going to say it goes off of her leg. It'll go back to the Tigers. Inbound pass from Scholl gets up in the hands of Reese McNeely. McNeely will bring it across the timeline on the left side, on the far side of the court, gets it off to Jones. Jones uses her dribble. Now back out to the right corner, finds a cutting Reese McNeely. McNeely on the dribble drive, puts the shot up, won't go down. Rebound tipped around, ends up in the hands of Armbruster in the left corner, finds a Scholl at the top of the key. Good pass to get it out of there by Ava Armbruster. Scholl looks to lob it in to Nolte. Knocked away. She had the right idea. Nolte had her sealed off, but Scholl's going to throw that ball just a little bit higher. Nolte has a wide-open layup. Here comes Cave back the other way for the Indians, who drives all the way to the left block. Gets fouled by Scholl. Shot won't go down, so two free throws coming up for Weeping Water and Ella Cave. Foul is going to be called on McKinley Scholl. That's her first personal foul now. Cave has not scored yet here this evening. She has a chance for a couple free throws here. First shot is on the way up. Off front iron, won't go down. Ella Cave, the sophomore. A lot of these girls, like I said, the defending state champions in D1, so a lot of these girls have a lot of basketball experience, so they're going to be a harder team to defend here. Cave with the basketball. Second free throw on the way up. Off back iron that time. Can't get either one of them to go down, so we'll remain at 17-13. Sub into the ball game. Comes Elise Poppy. She'll replace Scholl. Now she picks up her dribble with Poppy at the center circle. Looks to get it off to Armbruster. Armbruster somehow saves it from going out of bounds over there on the left side. She'll use her dribble now. Still keeps her dribble. Looks to find a cutting Jones and throws it away. Ends up in the hands of Carly Ridge. Ridge dribbles the other way and is stolen away by Ava Armbruster. Armbruster come back the other way. Now we have a 2-on-1 the other way. Jones and Armbruster. Jones back to Armbruster. Tries to get it back underneath to Jones. And it's going to go off of Jones as Armbruster was trying to give it to her there. Back to Weeping Water. So an action-packed first 2 minutes of this third quarter. No scoring yet. Still at 17-13. Weeping Water in front here. This is Ella Cave with the basketball now. Cave dishes it to the top of the key. This is Carly Ridge. Now off the Brack on the left wing. Dribble drive up off glass. Won't go down. Reese McNeely there for the rebound for the Tigers. This is Ava Armbruster with the basketball now for the Tigers. She'll dribble across the timeline. Now goes to the left wing. Now she'll dribble drive to the left short corner. Back out top it goes McNeely. Now off to Jones at the free throw line. Out to Poppy on the right wing. Uses her dribble to the right corner. Now almost has it stolen away. Jones to the basket. Shot up off the glass. Gets it to go down. Plus the foul. Maddie Jones at the free throw line now. Will go after the and one basket. Jones gets that one to go down. She now has 9 points in the ballgame with an opportunity for a free throw here. Sub back into the ballgame for Weeping Water. This is Mogensen. She will replace Kiara Brock. Brack will take a seat. 5:12 left to play, third period. Jones at the free throw line for the Tigers. Shot up on the way. Off back iron. Won't go down. She kind of faded there a bit. Pushed the basketball off the back iron. It ends up in the hands of Weeping Water. Weeping Water ahead. This is Carly Ridge with the basketball now. Off to the left side to Mogensen. Mogensen looking to go back inside to Ridge. Opts out. Goes to the top of the key. It ends up in the hands of Callison Miller. Miller will hold it there. Back out for Carly Ridge. I thought she had an opportunity for three there. Now tries to get it underneath the Brack. A whistle and a foul. Excuse me, that was Rathy. A whistle and a foul as the steal is there by Maddie Jones. And I believe that's going to be... Who are they going to call that one on? They're going to call that one on Brack. That's going to be... They're going to call that on Rathy. Rathy's going to be picked up a third personal foul. And that's two team fouls now for the Indians. Here we come the other way for the Tigers. Now just trailing by two at 17-15. Ava Armbruster gets it off to the right wing to Reese McNeely. Top of the key it goes Poppy. Poppy uses her dribble to the right corner. Looking to get it inside to Jones. Great defense there by Carly Ridge as she tipped that one away right to herself. Carly Ridge off to Ella Cave. Cave will push it ahead in a hurry. Loses the basketball and now ends up in the hands of Reese McNeely. McNeely off to Ava Armbruster. We're reaching the halfway point of this third period as Ava Armbruster walks the ball across the timeline now. Taking a little bit of a breather here, catching everybody's breath. Armbruster with the basketball. Tigers trailing by two here. Ava Armbruster uses her dribble to the right short corner, puts up the shot, off back iron, won't go down. Tigers just can't quite get that ball to go in that basket. Now you got to remember this is a little bit bigger of an arena than the Tigers are used to playing in, so those baskets may be a little bit deceiving. Weeping Water back the other way with the basketball. This is Cave with it. Ella Cave, a sophomore, with the basketball off to the left side to Mogensen. Mogensen, fast pass inside to Carly Ridge, a whistle and a foul. She gets the shot to go down, but they're going to say that foul was before the shot. Foul is going to be called on the Fall City's Reese McNeely on McNeely. That's going to be her first personal foul now. Team second. Substitution in the game for both teams. Brack checks back in, as well as Natania French checks in, and for the Tigers, Scholl checks back in. Weeping Water basketball. This is Miller with the basketball. Brings it out to the top of the volleyball spike line on the left side. Now she ends up in the hands of Kira Brack with the basketball. Uses a jab step. Top of the key it goes French. French off to the right side to Callison Miller. Miller picks up her dribble now. Kind of in trouble with it. Reese McNeely over there on the defense. Now she hands it off to Carly Ridge. Ridge goes gets the basketball. Tries to get a cross-court pass to Brack. Cross-court pass to Brack. And it's intercepted by the Tigers' Ava Armbruster. Armbruster ahead to the right side. Right corner. This is McNeely. Reese McNeely on the dribble drive. Loses it off her ankle. Now the ball rolls towards the right corner. And a whistle and a tie-up is going to be the call. Possession arrow to the Indians. So Weeping Water takes over. We have 3:03 left to play, third period. Still 17-15. Not much scoring going on here in this third period. I believe we just have the 2 points. Mighty Jones scored for the Tigers to get it within two. So just 2 points here so far, over halfway through the third quarter. Weeping Water basketball. This is Maller. Miller ahead to Ridge. Ridge takes it to the right side, hands it off to Brack. Brack goes back to the top side with it to Miller. Miller to Mogensen. Mogensen on the dribble drive, left short corner, won't go down. Whistle on the offensive rebound as Weeping Water got the offensive rebound under there. And that foul, I believe, is going to be called on Nolte once again. Chase Nolte picks up her second personal foul, team's first. That'll send Mogensen to the free throw line. First shot for Alexis Mogensen will not go down. She's got 3 points in the ball game, a three-pointer in that first half. Misses the front end there. Reese McNeely checks in for Chase Nolte. Nolte will take a seat after picking up that personal foul. Just two in the ball game, so a couple more. Just getting a breather here as we're getting ready too near the 2:45 mark here, third period. Second free throw for Mogensen goes down. Alexis Mogensen now with 4 points in the ball game. Couple substitutions in for Weeping Water. That's Emily Ridge checking back into the ball game. I believe Ella Cave checked back in. So a couple more subs in for Weeping Water. Elise Poppy back on the floor for the Tigers. And Coach Andy Armbruster, this is Ava Armbruster with the basketball. Weeping Water back to a 1-3-1 zone. McKinley Scholl, long pass underneath to Jones. Jones up off the glass and nails it. Jones now with the first player in double figures. She got 11 points in the ball game, and it's back to a 1-point lead now for Weeping Water. Within one are the Tigers. It's 18-17. This is Brack with the basketball. Left corner it goes Cave. Cave underneath, pass to Callison Miller. Miller up off the glass, won't go down. Rebound spot around, ended up in the hands of Jones. Jones clears the rebound for the Tigers. Ahead it comes with Ava Armbruster at the top of the key. Now back to the 1-3-1 zone is Weeping Water. Maddie Jones has it in the right short corner. Uses her dribble with the left hand. Back out top it comes Ava Armbruster working against the 1-3-1 zone of Weeping Water. They'll kind of mix it up, man-to-man. 1-3-1 zone. Ooh, nice steal by Ella Cave. At least Poppy was trying to bounce pass it in there to Maddie Jones, and it's just stolen away underneath there by Ella Cave, and it's going to be back to Weeping Water. Taking that lead is 18-17, 1-point lead for Weeping Water with the basketball. This is Carly Ridge with the basketball. She'll hand it off to Miller. Callison Miller, left side it comes to Emily Ridge. Ridge gives it to Cave. Cave drives baseline, shot up off glass, won't go down. It leaves Poppy right there for the rebound. So the Tigers have the basketball, 1:25 left to play here, third period. They trail by one here, looking to take the lead with a basket. This is Ava Armbruster. You can hear the Weeping Water coaches yelling 13, back to that 1-3-1 zone. Three-point shot by Ava Armbruster from the left wing, nailed it. Ava Armbruster, 5 points now in the ballgame. She knocks down the triple from the left wing. We have a stoppage in play. That is just a fixing the net. The referee just throws the ball up there. I wonder why he didn't jump up there and grab it, but that's all right. Just throws the ball up there, knocks the net back down, and we're back to live action. This is Weeping Water now with the basketball. Clock shows a minute to play. The Tigers now with the lead. Weeping Water trailing by two as Carly Ridge moves to the basket. She puts a shot up, a whistle, and a foul, and the shot's going to be called as we're going to send Carly Ridge to the free throw line. That foul there on the Tigers, that's on Elise Poppy. Poppy's first personal foul, now team four in the second half. Ridge at the free throw line, 2 points in the ball game. Free throw is on the way up, rolls around, won't go down. Can't get that one to go down. Opportunity to come here once again. They are 1-for-5 from the free throw line. It's Weeping Water here in the second half. They didn't shoot any in the first half. Tigers are 1-for-3 in the ball game. Second free throw for Ridge, up and good. So they're 2-for-6 now in the ball game, and Ridge has 3 points. Here come the Tigers the other way. Scholl, all the way to the basket, dishes it off to Jones. Jones, up and good. Great pass by McKinley Scholl on the dribble drive there, playing a little two-on-one action. Here comes Weeping Water back the other way. This is Cave with the basketball. Now the Tigers lead by three at 22-19 after the nice pass from Scholl and great finish from Maddie Jones. This is Brack with the basketball. To the top of the key it goes. This is Emily Ridge with the basketball. Hands it off to Miller. Uses a screen from Ridge. Miller to the top of the key. It ends up in the hands of Brack. Brack brings it to the left side. This is Emily Ridge. Ridge to Cave. Back into Ridge. Puts the shot up. Blocked away by Scholl. Then saved from going out of bounds by Poppy. Walked down to 2 seconds to go. 10 seconds to go here, third period. Here's McNeely with the basketball. Off to Jones in the left wing. Down to five. Jones to Poppy. Poppy for three is tipped. And that is going to take us to the end of the third quarter. The Tigers are in front by three. A great second half of that third quarter by the Tigers to get up the lead by three. 22-19. Tigers in front. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Pottin' Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Trust your bank in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Al Wheeler Activity Center. I nailed it that time. First time I've done it all night. On the campus of Peru State College, we're bringing you high school basketball here this evening. Cody Schwong with you courtside, sitting right next to the scorer's table. Aaron Wisdom back at the studio here this evening, taking care of me, doing a good job as always. Haven't worked a game with Aaron in a while, but always enjoyable to do so. He makes me look better when I screw a lot of things up, and he knows I do that a lot. In the fourth quarter, it's Fall City's basketball. This is Ava Armbruster with the basketball. Now she'll have it on the left side, on the left wing. Uses a screen from Nolte, comes off the screen, goes cross-court past to Scholl, who has an open look from three, nails it. McKinley Scholl knocks down the triple. She's got 5 points in the ball game now. Her first 3 points in the second quarter, or in the second half, I believe. Mistaken. And it's a six-point lead now for the Tigers. Here's Cave with the basketball. Cave tosses it over to Miller. Miller to Brack from the right wing. Three won't go down. Ball is tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Ella Cave. Clears offensive rebound for the Tigers. Here's a dribble drive to Carly Ridge at the free throw line. Puts the shot up. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers as Ridge was driving to the basket there. Puts the shot up. Won't go down, but a whistle, foul, and Ridge will go to the free throw line. Two shots on the way for Ridge. See who they call that foul on. That foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely. That's Reese's second personal foul. Team's fifth now of the second half. Ridge at the free throw line, knocked down one for two of them there a moment ago. Misses the front end here. She's one for three now. She has another opportunity coming right here. Carly Ridge, a senior on this basketball team, leads the way. Played a lot of minutes last year. Ridge puts it up, rolls around, gets the second one to go down. Now she's two for four with 4 points in the ball game, and it's back to a five-point deficit for Weeping Water. The Tigers enjoying a five-point advantage right now. Here's McKinley Scholl on the dribble drive. The left block puts a shot up off glass, won't go down. Rebound's tipped around, ends up in the hands of Carly Ridge. A whistle and a foul's going to be called on the rebound on the Tigers. I believe they're going to call that on Chase Nolte. I believe that's going to be number three on Nolte. And subbing into the ball game for the Tigers comes Elise Poppy. She will replace Nolte, who just picked up that third foul. We are early here in the fourth quarter. 25-20, a close ball game here. The Tigers scored. Let's see, they scored 9 points in that third quarter to take the lead at 22-19 in the third quarter. Now here's a whistle away from the ball. They're going to call that foul on Scholl. Scholl was trying to knock that ball away. That's going to be team foul number 7 now. That's kind of a big deal. Scholl picks up her second personal foul. Not a huge deal, but more so the team foul number 7 at the free throw line was Ridge, who is 2 for 4 from the free throw line all in the second half. She puts the first free throw up off back iron and goes down. Off back iron, off front iron, and rolls in. Substitution now in for Weeping Water. This is Emily Ridge checking into the ball game. The 5'10 sophomore will check in as Carly Ridge is at the free throw line. Ridge, second free throw. Up in nothing but nylon that time. She's starting to get the hang of that free throw line thing. Not good news for the Tigers. It's 25-22. Tigers still in front by three here. McKinley Scholl with the basketball. Uses her left-handed dribble now off to Maddie Jones. Scholl uses her dribble to the free throw line. Has it knocked away and stolen away by Emily Ridge. Ridge is up with it. Ella Cave with the steal. This is Carly Ridge back the other way to Ella Cave in the right corner. Knocked away. Tipped around. Ball's bouncing around now. Ends up in the hands of Emily Ridge, and it's whistled and tipped away there by Maddie Jones, but they're going to call a foul as Jones was trying to get that steal there. Maddie Jones is going to pick up, I believe, her first personal foul now, team number 8. And back to the free throw line we go with Weeping Waters' Emily Ridge now. Ridge with 4 points in the ball game on that second quarter. Shot is on the way up, off back iron, won't go down for Emily Ridge. Rebound comes down to Reese McNeely. Gets it out to McKinley Scholl in the backcourt. Now across the front court it comes McKinley Scholl. Scholl uses her dribble to the right wing. Looks to find McNeely. Oh, had her wide open underneath it. Just overthrew Reese McNeely. McNeely had a wide open layup there. McKinley Scholl just missed her. Wish she had that one back as well. Now here it is. Callison Miller for three. Won't go down off back iron from the left wing. Ball is on the floor. And they're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to stay with Weeping Water here. Fox shows 6:06. We have an exciting one here, folks. Don't forget, after this, when we do have some boys action, we'll take a little bit of a break and let the boys warm up. But we will have that live action right here on KTNC. Don't go away for that one. Let's finish this thing up the right way if you're a Tigers fan. Here's Weeping Water back with the basketball, inbounding it underneath their own basket, gets it out to Ella Cave at the top of the key, lob pass inside to Emily Ridge, tries to put up a jump shot, is blocked away by Reese McNeely there for the Tigers, and McKinley Scholl ends up with the rebound. She'll bring it across the timeline on the right side. Scholl has it, right on the Bobcats, on the floor, in a cool setting here tonight. McKinley Scholl, dribble drive, dishes it off to Maddie Jones, up and good. Maddie Jones with the strong finish. And an opportunity for an and one for Maddie Jones on another nice pass from McKinley Scholl to Maddie Jones. Foul is going to be called on Weeping Waters, Carly Ridge. On Carly, that is her second personal foul now. Maddie Jones at the free throw line for the fourth time this evening. She's 1 for 3. Now make that 1 for 4. She misses that one. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Does Maddie Jones. Here's Brack with the basketball for Weeping Water. Trailing by 5 of the Indians. Here's a lob pass inside to Callison Miller. Miller back out top. It goes, ends up in the hands of Emily Ridge. Ridge back to Miller. Looking to set up the offense. Right side. It ends up in the hands of Ella Cave. Cave holds it there. Now uses a screen from Ridge. Looking to get it inside to Ridge. Now they do so. Ridge open under there. Blocked away by Elise Poppy. Gets her own miss. Ridge tries to put it up. Whistle and a foul is going to be called as Ridge was trying to move to the basket there. Didn't get the shot to go down, but she will go to the free throw line. For Weeping Water, foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely. That foul is Reese's third, and that is team number 9. So one more will be in the double bonus. The next foul will be in the double bonus as Emily Ridge on the shooting foul misses that free throw. She'll have another opportunity here. Checking in the ball game comes Chase Nolte. She will replace Reese McNeely. So Chase Nolte in for McNeely. Emily Ridge with the basketball at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. She knocks that one down. She is now 1 for 3 in the ball game, and the lead is 4 for the Tigers as we near 5 minutes to play here, fourth period. Now the Weeping Water Indians, Lady Indians, showing a little bit of a full court press. Now they kind of back out of it as McKinley Scholl lobs it inside to Nolte. It gets pushed on Miller, and a whistle is going to be called on Callison Miller. On Miller, that is going to be her first personal foul, team number 4. And the Tigers will retain the basketball underneath their basket on the right side. Clock is now under 5 minutes at 4:59 to play. Scholl inbounding it. Needs to get it in now. Lobs it in to Jones. Ball is tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Nolte. Tigers catch a break there. Here's Nolte with the basketball on the right wing. Uses her dribble. Now crossover. Lobside inside to Nolte. Nolte turned around. I didn't hear the whistle, but a whistle and a foul before Nolte could make her move. That foul there is going to be called on Emily Ridge. On Emily, that's her first personal foul. Team number 5 now for the Indians. The Tigers basketball underneath the right side of their own basket. This is Scholl once again. Bob pass inside to Nolte. Nolte loses off her hand. Ends up in the hands of Jones. And they're going to say off the shin of Bogason down there. Bogason just couldn't quite corral that one. It's going to stay with the Tigers. The Tigers had this trouble in the first half of being able to try to get the ball in bounds from underneath their own hoop. Now they're going to try it again. Here's a bounce pass inside to Jones. Jones uses a spin move now. Way to get out of traffic there if you're Maddie Jones. Back out top it goes McKinley Scholl. Tigers in front by 4 at 27-23. Ball lob pass inside to Poppy. Poppy goes off of the hands of Maddie Jones. Tries to get it back inside to Maddie Jones. And the ball is going to go out of bounds to the Tigers. McKinley Scholl will inbound it right in front of her own bench. She'll try to get it into Jones. Jones just can't quite corral that basketball. Now she does, though. Back out to Scholl on the right wing. Dribble drive. Puts up a shot. Rolls around and rolls right in. So McKinley Scholl now with 7 points in the ball game, 5 points here in the fourth quarter. And the Tigers are back in front by 6. Here's Mogensen for Weeping Water. Wide open. Can't get the shot to go down. Offensive rebound by Ridge. Ridge puts it up. Can't get that one to go down. Ball is tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Ava Armbruster. Armbruster in a hurry across the timeline on the left side. And she will pull it back out and set up the offense for the Tigers. Ava Armbruster now with the basketball. The sophomore point guard sets up the offense. Going to use a screen from Nolte. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Cross court pass. It ends up in the hands of Scholl. Scholl trying to lob it inside to Jones. Corrals that one. Ooh, great hand. One catch. Turn around. Jump shot. Up and good. Maddie Jones had a heck of a catch there. She had a one-handed catch and corrals that one from going out of bounds. Puts the shot up off the glass and gets it to go down. Score 31-23. Tigers in front by 8 here. We have a timeout on the court. Back in 30 seconds. You're enjoying Fall City Basketball on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNLP and Secret Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we are back at the campus of Peru State College at the Al Wheeler Activity Center. I really don't have to say that every time. I just really like saying Al Wheeler Activity Center, and it's cool because we're here at the College of Peru in Peru, Nebraska here this evening as we're bringing you high school basketball in this big arena, nice floor, the big Bobcat in the middle. Do have an update from Sicker at Heart. It is the Lady Irish 10, Johnson Brock 6. That's just after the first quarter, so we'll keep in touch with John Nixon. He'll keep us updated with some scores as we're bringing you live action from Peru State College. It's 31-23 in the girls' game here. It is 3:41 left to play, fourth quarter. Enjoying some basketball here this evening. Don't go away. We do have boys' action following this one. We'll take a little bit of a breather and let the boys get ready, and we'll be back with live action as soon as that one gets ready to roll. And Weeping Water with the basketball out of the timeout. This is Carly Ridge with the basketball on the left side. Goes off to Ella Cave with it. Cave will dribble baseline. Back out top it goes. Ridge. Ridge dribbles through traffic to the paint. Shot up off the glass. It gets that one to go down. Nice move to the basket by Carly Ridge. Need to add up her points there. Timeout on the court taken by Weeping Water. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back with you, live action. Cody Schwong with you here this evening. Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer. All City Tiger basketball coming out of the timeout. This is Elise Poppy with the basketball now. Inbounds it to Jones against full court pressure now. Jones uses her dribble off the McKinley shoulder. She'll bring it across the timeline on the left side. Now goes across the timeline at the top of the key. Finds Elise Poppy in the left corner. Poppy uses her dribble back out to the left wing to Scholl. Scholl uses her dribble against Ella Cave. Tigers with a six-point lead, 31-25 now. Here's a cross-court pass that ends up in the hands of a Tiger player over there. Can't see a number. That was Poppy. Now she'll go over the right corner to Scholl. Scholl uses her dribble. Has it on the right wing. Clock shows 2:45. Top of the key it goes Ava Armbrusher. Armbrusher will pull it out a little bit. Now set up the offense for the Tigers. She'll take it to the top of the key at the volleyball spike line. Top of the key it goes Poppy. Now playing catch with it. Now it's here to steal by Weeping Water. That's Carly Ridge with the basketball. Ridge through traffic against Jones. Puts the shot up. Won't go down. Rebound's tipped around. Now it's on the floor. That's Ridge with the basketball. Carly Ridge stolen away by Scholl. Now a whistle and a tie-up's going to be called. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Weeping Water there. That's going to be called on Kira Brack. Brack's third personal foul now. And the ball will go back to the Tigers. So no jump ball there. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Tigers as there was a foul by Weeping Water. Poppy looking to inbound it. Gets it into Jones. Jones comes, gets it from half court. Jones uses her dribble. Now picks it up. Throws it back to Armbruster. Tigers got to get it across the timeline. Armbruster's got to hurry. Now she'll go ahead to Poppy. Does so. Gets it across the timeline. McKinley Scholl back out to the volleyball spike line at the top of the key. Scholl holds it there. Now hands it off to Jones. Jones moves to the hoop. Whistle and a foul on the floor is going to be called on Weeping Water. I don't know who they're going to call that one on. They're going to call that one on Emily Ridge. On Ridge. That is her second personal foul now. Team 7. So we're going to send Maddie Jones to the free throw line. Maddie Jones does have 17 points in the ballgame here this evening. As Callison Miller will check back in for Weeping Water to replace Alexis Mogensen. First free throw for Jones. Up, won't go down. Jones is now 1-for-5. Offensive rebound for the Tigers with Reese McNeely. So Jones misses the free throw. McNeely gets us another possession here for the Tigers. This is Elise Poppy now with the basketball. Tries to use her dribble. whistle and a timeout as Poppy was trying to move to the middle of the court there. Timeout on the court called by Coach Andy Armbruster. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
31-25 your score. The Tigers are in front here as we are at 1:48 on the clock in the fourth quarter. The Tigers now in the 1-1 as Weeping Water has 17 fouls. Weeping Water will shoot a double bonus the next time the Tigers foul. So two fouls, two shots coming for Weeping Water on any foul. Tigers basketball. Scholl has it at the free throw line. And whistle and a foul. They're going to send McKinley Scholl to the free throw line. Foul's going to be called on Callison Miller. On Miller, that's her second personal foul. Now team eighth is McKinley Scholl headed to the free throw line. Scholl has 7 points in the bowl game here this evening. Opportunity for a free throw here off front iron. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Weeping Waters' Carly Ridge. Ridge gives it off to Callison Miller. Ends up in the hands of Cave. Cave tries to get underneath to Emily Ridge. It's knocked away by Ava Armbruster. Whistle and a foul is going to be called as Callison Miller is trying to get a foul there. Miller going to pick up her third personal foul now. We're going to send Ava Armbruster to the free throw line. Ava Armbruster with 5 points in the ball game here this evening. The Tigers up by six at 31-25. The clock shows a minute 30 to play. Ava Armbruster has an opportunity here for a free throw. Shot on the way up. Rolls off the front iron and goes down. Ava Armbruster with her first free throw of the ball game. Has another opportunity here for a second free throw. Shot on the way up and off, won't go down. Ava Armbruster has 6 points now. Misses back into that free throw. 32-25, a 7-point lead for the Tigers. This is Carly Ridge for Weeping Water. Looking to dish it off to Brack. She does so. Left corner goes. Ella Cave for three. Won't go down. Rebound tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Maddie Jones for the Tigers. Jones uses her pivot foot well. She gets it off to McKinley Scholl. Scholl off to Jones. Jones to McNeely. Reese McNeely has it in the left corner. Off it out to McKinley Scholl. Clock shows a minute. Minute one to play as there's a whistle and a foul on. I believe they're going to call Miller. Miller's going to pick up her fourth personal foul now. And we're going to send McKinley Scholl to the free throw line. McKinley is 0-for-1 here this evening. She'll have an opportunity here for two shots as this was a double bonus foul. A third team foul number 10. She misses the first one. Now 0-for-2 with 7 points in the ballgame is McKinley Scholl. Scholl, second free throw up and got that one to go. Now 1-for-3 and 8 points now in the ballgame for McKinley Scholl. In a hurry, come Weeping Water. Clock's under a minute now. Cave to the basket. Ella Cave puts up a shot, a whistle, and a foul as Cave was trying to drive to the basket there. Ella Cave is going to go to the free throw line for a pair. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Reese McNeely. On Reese, that's her fourth personal foul now. Send Ella Cave to the free throw line. Cave, 0-for-2 from the free throw line, has not scored yet here this evening. Shot is on the way up, off back iron, won't go down. Rebound, substitution in for Weeping Water. This is Alexis Mogensen checking back in for Weeping Water. The Tigers are in front, 33-25, a 9- and 8-point lead for the Tigers. Ella Cave. Shot is on the way up. Second free throw, got that one to go. So 1-for-4 now is Ella Cave from the free throw line. She's got 1 point now in the ball game, and the Tigers are up 33-26. Now here's Jones receiving the inbound pass. Gets fouled right away by Carly Ridge, and we'll walk to the other end to shoot a pair. And that's Maddie Jones going to shoot these free throws. Clock shows 50.7 seconds. On the foul was Carly Ridge. On Ridge, that's her third personal foul now. We're still in the double bonus, so Maddie Jones will shoot a pair here. Jones, 1-for-5 from the free throw line yet here this evening, but she does have 17 points. First free throw here, up and good by Maddie Jones. She's got 18 points now in the ballgame with an opportunity for one more free throw coming up. Jones takes aim, bends the knees, shot on the way, up, off, back iron, and rolls in. Nice, takes a nice friendly bounce, and she'll go 3-for-7 from the free throw line here this evening. This is Ella Kay with the basketball for Weeping Water off to Emily Ridge. Hands it to Carly Ridge. Carly Ridge moves to the basket, puts up the shot, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Shoal as Carly Ridge was trying to get to the basket there. Ridge is going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Foul is going to be called on, excuse me, that wasn't on Shoal, that was on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her second personal foul. Still in that double bonus, doesn't matter. This is a shooting foul by Carly Ridge, and she gets that first free throw to go down. She is 7-for-9 from the free throw line. Opportunity here for another one. Free throw's on the way up. Off back iron, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Jones. Jones almost gets tied up with it there. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Weeping Water as Maddie Jones will walk to the other end to shoot a couple free throws. Foul is going to be called on. See who they post that one on. Not sure that they've posted it yet. They did post it. Alexis Mogensen will pick up her second personal foul for Weeping Water. Maddie Jones at the free throw line, where she just knocked down a pair. Can't get that one to go down on the front end. One more coming. She's now got 19 points in the ballgame here this evening. A couple substitutions in for Weeping Water. See who came in there. Can't see the number. We'll catch it here. Maddie Jones at the free throw line. Another opportunity for a free throw. Up and good. 20 points in the ball game for Maddie Jones, and the Tigers up by 9 at 36-27. Weeping Water back quickly the other way. This is Ella Cave. Pass almost knocked away by Maddie Jones. Back out top it goes Callison Miller. Miller uses her dribble to the right elbow, puts up a shot off of glass, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Fall City's Maddie Jones, and she's whistled and fouled. That substitution that came in for Weeping Water was Lauren Harms, the senior, checking into the ball game for Weeping Water. Foul is going to be called on Kira Brack. On Brack, her fourth personal foul now. And Maddie Jones at the free throw line once again for the Tigers. First free throw on the way, up and good. 21 points now in the ball game for Maddie Jones. 14 here in the second half. 4 from the free throw line. She is 4-of-8 from the free throw line here in the second half. Up by 10 now is Fall City. Into the ball game for the Tigers is Isabella Armbrusher. Maddie Jones knocks down the second free throw. 22 points in the ball game now. Here's Weeping Water back the other way. Carly Ridge dishes it off, flips it to Callison Miller. Stolen away by Armbrusher. Armbrusher back the other way, finds McKinley Shoal up and good. McKinley Shoal with the layup. She's now got 10 points in the ball game, so another double figure score. And that's the final buzzer. The Fall City Lady Tigers taking the win here this evening at Peru State College, 40-27. We'll be back here in 2 minutes with the final stats of the ball game, and we'll get you ready for boys action. You've been enjoying Fall City basketball here on KTNC.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are 2 tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back with you from Peru State College here this evening. The girls' game just went final. The Fall City Lady Tigers picked up the win 40-27 over the Weeping Water Indians. And that was a great game for the Fall City Tigers, less Ashley Kirkendall. So Ashley Kirkendall still battling that ankle injury. Hopefully she'll be back here soon. And the Tigers still find a way to pull out a win. 40-27 the score. Now looking at individual scoring, first off for the Weeping Water Indians, they were led by Carly Ridge. She had 9 points. Emily Ridge had 5 points. It was 4 points apiece for Callison Miller and Alexis Mogensen, and also Kiara Brock. All those three had 4 points, and it was 1 point for Ella Cave for their total of 27. For the Fall City Lady Tigers, they had a huge night from Maddie Jones. Maddie Jones, 22 points in the ball game. She was 5 for 10 from the free throw line, and 22 points in the ball game. Excuse me, sorry about that. 15 points in the second half for Maddie Jones. McKinley Scholl added 10. Ava Armbruster was 6, and it was 2 points for Elise Poppy for their total of 40. Again, 40-27. The Fall City Lady Tigers take the win over the Weeping Water Indians to move 12-6 on the season. Did have a halftime score from Sickert Hart. It was Fall City Sickert Hart girls 30-15 for Johnson Brock. So the Lady Irish in front by 15 at the break. And we just went final here again, one more time. The Fall City Lady Tigers 40. We'll be back in about 15 minutes, 14 minutes or so with get ready for boys action. We'll look at the starting lineups and get you all prepped up for that one. You're enjoying Fall City Tiger basketball on KTNC.